Conclusion. Time to live. The seven concentrations on emptiness, signlessness, aimlessness, impermanence, non-craving, letting go, and nirvana are very practical. As we apply them in our daily life, we experience increasing freedom from fear, anxiety, anger, and despair. The insight of interbeing and interdependence helps us enjoy the present moment more fully, recognizing the vastness of our being and cherishing all our different bodies. We are able to live true to ourselves, reconcile with our loved ones, and transform our difficulties and suffering. With the insight of these concentrations, our life begins to acquire a deeper quality. There's more joy, peace, and compassion in whatever we do. We realize that we don't have to wait to go to heaven or nirvana to be happy. We can touch heaven and nirvana right here on earth. When we touch reality deeply in the present moment, we touch eternity. We transcend birth and death, being and non-being, coming and going. We master the art of living, and we know we're not wasting our life. We don't just want to live. We want to live well. The immediate product of your practice of mindfulness is joy, solidity, and happiness in every moment. Suppose you're walking mindfully from the parking lot to your office. Every step is peace. Every step is freedom. Every step is healing. Arriving at your office is only a byproduct. By learning to walk in freedom like that, you develop the habit of dwelling happily in the present moment. The freedom and happiness of the walking enters every cell of your body. If you can do this every day, then walking mindfully will become a way of life, an art of living that you can transmit to your children. Scientists tell us that to live is to learn. For millions of years, our species has been learning. We've been learning to adapt to our environment. We've been learning in order to survive. With natural selection, those who can't adapt don't survive. If we want to survive in our fast-paced society that is overwhelmed by stress, anxiety, fear, and despair, we have to learn how to deal with it. And what we learn becomes part of our genetic and spiritual heritage that we transmit to future generations. That heritage is in our cells and in our collective consciousness. Human beings evolved from Homo habilis to Homo erectus before we became Homo sapiens. And every new stage in our evolution came about as a result of learning. Some people have spoken of the new species called Homo conscious, humans with the capacity of being mindful. The Buddha belonged to this species. His disciples, and disciples of these disciples, also belong to this species. They have learned how to do things with awareness. They walk mindfully, they eat mindfully, they work mindfully. They have learned that with mindfulness there is concentration and insight, the kind of insight that enables them to live their lives more deeply and avoid danger. And by living, they learn. If a species can't adapt, it won't survive. There are two ways to adapt to the current situation. The first is to find ways to protect yourself in situations of danger, stress, or despair, so that instead of being a victim of your environment, you can survive. Your daily practice is a way of protecting yourself. The way you think, the way you breathe, the way you walk are kinds of protection. Thanks to the energy of mindfulness, concentration, and insight, you can survive in a stressful, toxic environment. And thanks to your understanding and compassion, you don't contribute to making it any worse. As a member of the Homo conscious species, the fruit of your learning will be inscribed in every cell of your body and be transmitted to future generations. Future generations, in turn, will profit from your experience. So they will not only be able to survive challenging situations, but also be able to lead happy and fulfilled lives. As a monk, I do not have genetic children or grandchildren, but I do have spiritual children. I have seen that it is possible to transmit my realization and wisdom and the capacity to adapt to my students, my spiritual children and grandchildren. Just as I look like my parents, so do my students and disciples also somehow look like me. This is not genetic transmission. but spiritual transmission. There are many thousands of people in the world who walk, sit, smile, and breathe like me. This is proof of a real transmission that has been incorporated into the life of my students and inscribed in every cell of their bodies. Later on, my students will in turn transmit this adaptation to their descendants. We can all contribute to helping Homo Conscious, the species that embodies mindfulness, compassion, and enlightenment, develop and continue in the world for a long time. The world is in great need of enlightenment, understanding, compassion, mindfulness, and concentration. There is so much suffering caused by stress, depression, violence, discrimination, and despair, and we need a spiritual practice. With a spiritual practice, we will be able to adapt and survive. By living with solidity and freedom, we can transmit mindfulness, concentration, insight, joy, and compassion to others. This is our legacy, our continuation body, and we hope future generations will inherit our life's offering. But suppose you adapt in a different way. Seeing everyone around you so busy, you try to be even busier in order to keep up. Others have tactics to get to the top, so you adopt those same tactics to be number one, in your work and in your social environment. You might be successful for a time, but in the end, this adaptation is self-destructive, for you as an individual and for the species as a whole. In today's society, we are so busy we don't even have time to take care of ourselves. We're not at ease with ourselves. We find it difficult to take care of our body, feelings, and emotions. We're afraid of being overwhelmed by our suffering, and so we run away from ourselves. This is one of the defining characteristics of our civilization. But if we run away from ourselves, how can we take care of all our pain? If we can't take care of ourselves, how can we take care of the people we love? And how can we take care of Mother Earth? Mother Earth has the capacity to nourish and heal us, but we are running away from her, and even causing her harm and destruction. Technology is allowing us to become ever more adept at running away from ourselves, from our family, and from nature. There needs to be a revolution, a kind of gentle revolution, a kind of awakening in each one of us. We need to rebel. We need to declare, "I don't want to continue like this. This is not a life. I don't have enough time to live. I don't have enough time to love." Once we've started a revolution in our own consciousness, it will bring about radical change in our family and community. But first, we need to be determined to change our way of living. We need to reclaim our freedom to enjoy the wonders of life. When we're happy, we'll have the energy and strength we need to help others do the same. When we stop to breathe, we're not wasting time. Western capitalist civilization says time is money, and that we should use our time to make money. We can't afford to stop and breathe or enjoy a walk or marvel at the setting sun. We cannot afford to lose time. But time is more precious than money. Time is life. Coming back to our breathing and becoming aware that we have a wonderful body, this is life. Do you have time to enjoy the glorious sunrise? Do you have time to enjoy the music of the falling rain, the birds singing in the trees, or the gentle sound of the rising tide? We need to wake up from a long dream. It is possible to live differently. Can you see that you already want to live differently? Time is not money. Time is life. And time is love. With collective awakening, things can change very quickly. That is why everything we do should be directed toward bringing about collective awakening. Humans can be hateful, mean, and violent, but we also have the ability, with spiritual practice, to become compassionate and protective toward not only our own species, but other species too. The ability to be awakened beings who can protect our planet and preserve her beauty. Awakening is our hope, and awakening is possible. We need to shake ourselves awake so we can change our way of living, so we can have more freedom, more happiness, more vitality, more compassion, more love. We have to reorganize our life so we have time to take care of our body, our feelings, our emotions, our loved ones, and our planet. Taking care of ourselves and others is the kind of adaptation we want to pass on to future generations. We have to remove the pressures that society puts on us. We have to resist. Simply, our way of walking from the parking lot to our office is a way of reacting. I refuse to run. I resist. I will not lose a single moment or a single step. I reclaim my freedom, peace, and joy with every step. This is my life, and I want to live it deeply.